The Blue Jays looking to earn a split of their four-game set with the Yankees on Josh Donaldson bobblehead day in Toronto. We pick it up with the Yanks leading at 2-0 in the sixth. Justin Smoke at the plate with a man on facing Luis Severino.
Hit high in the air to deep center. Back, and that ball is gone to tie the game. Hicks went back a couple of steps and realized, hey, this ball is going out. A long home run for Smoke. A two-run home run, and we're all tied at two. 1-1. Hit on the ground to second. Travis tags Hicks, throws the first double play. A weak ground ball. Hicks tried to stop and then duck under, did not. So it's a 4-4-3 double play, 2-way. 3-2. Swung on and driven to deep right. Back goes Judge, away back on the track at the wall. She's gone.
Shot. Maker of rain on his bobblehead day. We're going to look at that again. It was a high fastball right around the letters.
At Rogers Center, we go to the ninth. Toronto has a 3-2 lead. And here's the 1-2. He struck him out swinging. Slider down and away, one down. The pitch cut on him. Missed. Another slider down and away. Oh, the Yanks down to their final out. Now the 0-2. Hey, struck him out swinging. He struck out the side. Ball game over. Toronto wins.
The Blue Jays earn a split of their four-game set with the Yankees, taking the finale 3-2. The Jays' bullpen tosses three scoreless frames, capped by Roberto Osuna notching his 13th save. Josh Donaldson, on his bobblehead day at the park, hits his fourth homer in his last five games. The Yankees come up short in the series finale against the Blue Jays. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after the game.
He just made one mistake today. He made it with the slider. It just really didn't do too much. And Smoke has swung the bat well all year, and he made his pay. And, again, I thought Seve threw really well. It's unfortunate we weren't able to get a few more runs, but Stroman was good too, and it's a good matchup.
You mentioned Stroman. Did you expect this type of pitcher's duel coming into this afternoon?
I mean, he's been pitching well, and he gets a lot of ground balls. And, we were able to get a couple runs across, and it looked like it might hold up, but it just didn't.
How do you evaluate this road trip as a whole?
Every other day sort of thing. I think you could have said it would have been a good road trip if we won today. It's an okay road trip. You don't want to have a losing road trip. But we were 2-2 against these guys and 1-2 against Baltimore, and we had a chance to win Monday's game and today's game. But it was an okay road trip. Well, the importance of not making mistakes. He didn't make a lot. He didn't. When I look back at his performance, it's pretty darn good. But he just had a slider that just didn't do much, and that's going to happen. But you just try to do everything not to let it happen. It wasn't a no doubter, but he hit it good, and he's played extremely well. He's a really good player, and he's had some big moments, and he had a big one today.
Joe, in a one-run game, little things, did he see up on his own? Or were you...
No, he was bunting on his own. Man.
Joe, just looking ahead, how big is the start for Tanaka on Tuesday?
No, I think it's big. I think it's a big homestand again, We're playing Boston and Baltimore, and you don't want to look ahead ahead too far, but these are really important games. And we're in a stretch of 13 in our division in a row, and we get to go home now, so we need to play better.
Up next, the Yankees begin a series against the Red Sox at home on Tuesday.